I once had an interesting experience with the Chaim Kirshenbaum. I had in my house a book about the human body, which there were all kinds of things I wanted to read there. And as the nature of these books go, the authors of the book were big experts on the human body, but they weren't big ma'aminim. And the book was full of apikoses. There were chapters describing how things happen by themselves, and explaining that even though we don't know how it started, it probably did start that way, etc., etc. And I asked Rabbi Chaim Kirshenbaum, is it advisable to keep such a book in the house? I felt that I would get tayelus out of it. I don't know, the kids will get older, will they read it? So he said, in a very pragmatic way, with a little wry smile, he said, does it have pictures of women who aren't dressed right? And I said, no. As a picosis, he says, I have seen more cases of children developing sphakis and emuna from seeing those types of pictures than from reading about apikosis. Reading about evolution I have yet to see a kid really start. The philosophical questions come up when they're faced with the other types of things.
And the Torah says itself, but who's God that I should listen to him?
Oh, there you go. Now, the truth is that, let's just take a couple of questions about emuna, which really this little incident brings to light. But emuna means belief, the way it's commonly translated. We believe in Hashem. First of all, where's the mitzvah of emuna articulated? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem is coming to the Jewish people and he's telling them, look, I want to have a discussion with you. But before we could start discussing things, you have to believe that I'm talking to you. He's here, he's talking. What's the mitzvah to believe? Do I have to tell you that there's nothing to discuss before you acknowledge that I'm here? That's number one. Number two is the more famous question. How can you command belief? If a person doesn't believe something, so he's not going to believe it because of a command. What exactly does emunah mean? One more point. The Chazon Ish says that emunah actually is a midah. It's a midah like any other midah, which means that you can have a person with more emunah and a person with less emunah. If emunah was really a question of do I believe in Hashem or not, it's a yes or no question. You put the check in the right place and that's that. What does more emunah or less emunah mean? So the truth is, this is something of a novel idea, but the truth is that if denoting the lishonis of the kadmonim, this is not my idea, emunah doesn't really mean belief. Emunah means something else. Let's take, for example, the word, or the expression emunah. How's the word emunah used in the Torah? One of the only places. Vayu yodav emunah. That's right. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting on the mountain, and they're holding up, he's trying to keep his hands up. Vayihi yadav emunah. What does it mean? That his arms believed in the need to stay up? Well, let's go to the sheirish of the word, emunah. Uman. What's an uman? An uman is a craftsman, an expert craftsman, right? That's the way uman is used. What is an expert craftsman? And here's really where we'll see what the word emunah means. An expert craftsman is a person who's trained himself to an extent that it comes naturally to him. He worked at a certain art, he worked at developing a certain capability, he practiced it until it became ingrained, and now it became a second nature. Really, that's what emunah means. The word emunah means steadfast. To be in place 100%. That's why an expert craftsman is an uman. He's got this trade down pat, 100%. That's why Moshe's hands were emunah. They were in place and they weren't budging. And that's why emunah is not a question of yes or no. Emunah is a midah. You can have a person whose emunah will hold him through any nisayon. Nothing will sway his emunah. And then you have a person, well, he's got emunah for the easier test, but he hasn't got all that much emunah for the harder test. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to deny Hashem, but the knowledge that Hashem is there can sometimes be put on the back burner until I get what I need done. Sometimes, if there's a need, also depending on how deeply ingrained it is, sometimes it can be completely thrown out the window, like the kid Rabbi Kirshenbaum was talking about, or Dasan and Aviram. The Ramban says that they were koifer when they told Moshe Rabbeinu, "What did you do for us? Why did you take us out of Mitzrayim?" He said they were koifer. They lost their emuna in Kriyas Yamsuf and all the ten makas, everything that they saw. What does that mean? Were they nuts? If they were nuts, they wouldn't have been punished. No, what it means is that yes, everybody saw what happened there, but the question is, how hard is that really going to drive you? Can the lessons that you saw there, are they really going to whip you through life 100%? Or can they go out the window when the going gets a little bit rough? So really what emuna means is not believing, but ingraining. If I need to reinforce it with one more point, the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the way he puts it is that you're mechuyev leha'amin yirasai. You have to be ma'amin Hashem's fear. What does that mean? It means the same thing. You have to ingrain Yiras Hashem in yourself. So the truth is, here we're really coming to the fundamental significance of the mitzvah of emunah. The mitzvah of emunah means to live emunah. Our career in this world, basically all we're here for is tzadik v'emunos v'yichya. We say, b'ch havakuk v'emidom alachas. If we want to capture the entire Torah into one thing, it's emunah. That also can't mean yes or no, belief. Because, okay, I believe and that's that, I'm finished. Emunah means living with the sensory awareness of Hashem. We're here to develop and develop and develop a sensory awareness of Hashem, and therefore, emunah, the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning, Siman Aleph, Bir Halacha lists, one of the mitzvahs tmidiyas, a constant mitzvah that we have all the time is emunah, because emunah doesn't just mean acknowledging and that's that. Emunah means spending our lives trying to develop as much as a sensory awareness of Hashem as we can, to make it realer and realer, something that we're living with all the time. Live with Hashem from moment to moment. This is a lifetime career. There's no end to how far this can go.
What's the difference between that and Yediyah?
What's that?
Yediyah.
It starts with Yediyah. Yediyah is certainly a very important element of Emunah. But knowing is not enough. Knowing is certainly not enough. You can have a person who knows, and you can have a person who can prove it intellectually, and yet it won't hold him in place when a test comes up. I know, but let's talk about it later. And therefore, there are a lot of elements involved in Emunah. First of all, most basic thing, walking down the street, right? Like the Chafetz Chaim says there in the beginning of Bi'ur Halacha. These are one of the mitzvahs that ain't kates l'matan tzchoron. Walking down the street, you have a mind that's working the whole time. Isn't it a shame that our minds should work like screensavers? A screensaver. The computer is busy the whole time. The ball is bouncing here, there, all around, one place to the other. Sometimes it could be nice, developing pictures and all kinds of things. A mind is a very, very, very powerful machine. Don't keep it on screensaver. Use it. If you're walking down the street, think about, interact with Hashem in your mind. Realize that right now He's focused on you. Return it a little bit. The more you do this, the more you're accomplishing. The more you become accustomed to do it, the more you make Hashem a regular part of your life, the more of a Baal Emunah you are. And there are also stronger ways of strengthening it. There are a lot of things in Halacha that are meant to strengthen this idea of Emunah. So we shouldn't go about it in a robotic way. For example, is a halacha that you should dress bitznius, right? You're all by yourself in the room, change under your blanket. Don't just leave that as a technical halacha. The context of that halacha is very clear. Shivisi Hashem le'negdi somid, you have to act be'ema. Meaning, if you are really, really aware of the awesome presence in the room at the time, you'll automatically feel a certain bashfulness. We don't naturally feel that bashfulness. We're supposed to try to develop it artificially. Why? By acting as though we feel it. But act as though you feel it, realizing that the purpose is in order to try to gain a little bit of that feeling. There are all kinds of other things that we should be doing. This is a lifetime career. Talk to Hashem. feels funny the first few times, and do it when people don't see. But talk to Hashem. It's not Breslov's innovation. It goes back from before that. Chaim Salvavitz talks about his Hesbodedus, believe it or not. It's a very, very, very Jewish thing. Talk to Hashem. Tell him, I know you're there. It feels funny because you don't really feel it the first time, but this is something that develops the feeling. Use Chitzonius Meireres HaSapnimius. Chitzonius Meireres HaSapnimius is a very, very big key. Do things even though you don't really feel it. For example, talking is a perfect example. The more you do that, the Chazon Ish always would advise, whenever you're about to do anything, you're going out to the store, tell Hashem, I'm supposed to buy this, this, and this. Help me find it on the shelves. Nothing should be taken for granted. The more you say these things, the more you'll really start feeling them. For example, this is a halacha. The Zohar is very, very strong about it. Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Before you start any meal, daven for food. The meal is in front of you on the table. I was able to do this with more kavanah when I was in Mir. When he went down to the lunchroom in Mir, there was really a suffix whether you were going to have a meal or not. So I went down, and I instead of waiting until I was at the table, I would say the Mizmor Ledavan on my way down, daven to get a good lunch. But every time you approach the lunch table, daven. Tell Hashem, I know that it's not something taken for granted, and the truth is, you might still feel like it is taken for granted, but the more you do it, the more you'll develop the feeling that, yes, there's somebody who's giving me these things. There's somebody who's giving me these things. Use every opportunity you can. Ask before you go about even the smallest little tasks. Ask Hashem to help you out. Again, you have to believe that the feeling will come, but it will. Try it a few times before you sit down to work in the morning. Help me have a successful day. And then you can follow up at the end of the day with a thank you. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me such a great day. And the first few times it'll feel very strange. You'll feel like a hypocrite, but it's okay. Feel like a hypocrite. It's fine. Hashem wants you to do that. And after a few times, sooner than you think, you'll really start feeling that I'm thanking Hashem. These exercises really bring Hashem into our lives. This is really what Emunah is, to be living with Hashem on as sensory a basis as possible. Good night.